One thing that's easy and popular to talk about right now is the run game and how it's come to life the last 3 weeks. Without really getting into the why, but how do you explain the transformation when it's been this dramatic here the last couple of weeks?
Well, I think it's been a point of emphasis for us in the fact that knowing that coming out of the Ram game, we knew that we had to run the football more there and commit to it. I think Adam Gase has done a tremendous job, as well as the other coaches, putting together game plans. But also, we've emphasized the running game. We've tried to work towards that balance, which we've really kind of talked about since the beginning of the year. We finally committed to that running game, especially the last 3 weeks. And, it's proved that we can run the ball when we commit ourselves to doing it. So I think it's been a great a progression for us, and to know that we always have the pass game. We know it's there. Now we have the balance. Now we have the dual threat of being able to run the football and throw it, which is the best situation we could be in.
That commitment, even if it comes after maybe only a 1 or 2 yard pickup, to do it again the next play, and then you see someone like CJ make it a 4, 5, 6 yard pickup, you're back to third and short. That commitment from Adam and Peyton. Talk a little bit more about that.
Well, I mean, I think it's easy to always say, anytime you have Peyton Manning as your quarterback, it's easy to say we'd like to drop back and throw the ball every down. I think when you have a guy like that, you have a tendency to think that. But I think for the benefit of the football team, the benefit really even for Peyton and offensively, is we have to have that balance. We've talked about trying to get to this balance all year. We never got there, but now we've committed to it. And, it's a matter of working on it and staying with it. And like you said, it puts it allows the offensive lineman to get a lot more aggressive, being the hitters instead of the hitties all the time. And so right. It just changes the mindset defensively. It puts them on their heels now. Now they really have to concern themselves with the run and not just rushing the passer all the time. So then when we do throw the ball, Peyton has more time and has more area back there. And plus it takes pressure off the offensive line. So the combination of all those things, having that commitment, saying we are going to run the ball, we are going to have balance, and that commitment to that balance is tremendous. And now we can run the football. We know we can throw it. We know we can throw it. And
right.
So to be able to say now we can run it, and as time goes, we're going to need, people are going to put 8 in the box. We're going to have to throw it. They're going to force us to throw it. And if they drop back, then we have the ability to run it. So it's that combination that we've been working for all year. The pendulum always swings. I think it swung too far to the pass game, and obviously it swung back to the running game, and we're going to find that happy medium.
It's not uncommon to see a guy like C.J. Anderson, for example, shine in camp, make an impression, and then get that opportunity at the start of the season. Injuries triggered that this year, but doesn't this go beyond next man up with the way C.J.'s running the ball and the way he's hitting the holes, the way he's not letting that first guy get him down?
Well, I think it looks at a guy that's ready to go when it was time to step up, and when it was his turn, unfortunately, with Monte and Ronnie going down, it gave CJ that opportunity. He's taking full advantage of that. And I think when you look at him as a running back and how he can run the wide base that he runs with, plus he never, very rarely does he go down on first contact, and so he has the ability to make people miss. And so he's taking full advantage of the opportunity that's been given to him. And, the personnel department did a tremendous job. Matt and his group did a tremendous job finding CJ, and we're fortunate that he's here.
FlexPerks is added American Express. Now it's your turn. With the U.S. Bank FlexPerks Travel Rewards American Express card, you can earn more for everyday purchases, including double flex points at restaurants. Airline tickets start at just 20,000 flex points. Apply today at FlexPerks.com.
Broncos fans, CenturyLink is building a fiber network in Denver and connecting you to your team faster than ever. With internet speeds up to 1 gig per second, so you can power all of your devices at once. Download highlights in seconds and do more than you ever thought possible. Denver, this is more than just speed. It's new possibilities. What will you do with your gig? Go online to find out more. CenturyLink, partners in speed with the Denver Broncos.
What do you look for when you watch games from upstairs that tells you whether or not this defense is playoff ready, or if it's Super Bowl ready? What do you look for during games?
Well, I mean, it comes down to consistency, and I think it's a matter of taking, we've talked about this all year too, about the defense creating their own identity, and I think we're getting closer to doing that. We're playing better, and especially with the new additions that we have and now comfortable within what we're doing. The coaches are now figuring out what we do best and putting those guys in the best situations to be successful. So I think it's just a culmination of the whole year, and this is the time you want to be playing your best football. Last week against Buffalo, sure, we'd like to got off the field the last two. They had two long drives on us.
Right.
We'd like to be able to finish the game better than we did. But up to that point, you know, they've been dominating and done a nice job. And the previous 2 weeks against Miami and Kansas City really stepped up. And so, and really even in St. Louis, gave us a chance, kept us in that football game. And so they're getting better each week. And for us to be able to win championships and do what we want to do, they're going to have to play at that level.
Like the run game the last 3 weeks, we've seen a lot more blitz packages out of Jack Del Rio. Is that just a symptom of this group getting more comfortable with each other, or is it maybe trying out some things here before the playoffs get here, trying something new? It certainly looks like they've been more aggressive and having more fun.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and Jack's done a good job scheming different things. And anytime we can get pressure on the quarterback with the corners that we have and the secondary we have the ability to go ahead and take some chances, but we also have the ability to rush with four. So I think the combination of both gives us that flexibility, and Jack then gives Jack a chance to be aggressive when he makes his defensive calls.
FlexPerks has added American Express. Now it's your turn. With the U.S. Bank FlexPerks Travel Rewards American Express card, you can earn more for everyday purchases, including double flex points at restaurants. Airline tickets start at just 20,000 flex points. Apply today at FlexPerks.com.
A year ago today, Chargers came into Mile High, beat the Broncos by a touchdown. They got five losses, six likely won't get them into the playoffs. To say something about a team that will likely treat Week 15 like it's a playoff game, they know they cannot lose this week. How dangerous is that?
Well, it's always dangerous, especially when you're going to San Diego because they play so well down there. If you look at their numbers when they're on the road compared to they're at home, and it's almost like two different teams. And so we know we're going into a tough spot. We've won down there, so we know we can win down there. But the Chargers are definitely, they're backed into a corner. They know that to keep their playoffs hope alive, they've got to win this football game. So we've got to be ready to match their intensity. And we also know in the situation that we're in that, we've got to win out. And then we see what happens with New England, see if we can get a home field advantage. But we got to take care of our business, and that starts here this week in San Diego.
Do you allow yourself to start thinking about that yet at this point in December, playoffs?
No, not yet. I think, I think what we're looking at is, we want to be playing our best football. I think where we're going as a football team, I think we're finally, we're heading that direction. I think, defensively, we're kind of coming into our own, as we talked about. Offensively, we're getting that balance that we need. And, we've proven that we can run the ball. And so if we need to stay there and go after that, we can do it. And so, I think I like where we are as a football team. I still think we have a ways to go for us to be playing our best football. But we still got 3 weeks to do that. And hopefully we're going to have to play one of our best games going down to San Diego this week because of the type of football team they are and where they are as far as the playoff race goes.